Jared Polis from our exclusive down at the governor's office yesterday. Without further delay, our guest for this first segment is House Minority Leader Patrick Neville. And welcome to the program. I hear you all the time on this station, but I don't think you've been on between 4 and 7. So thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me, Stephen.
You bet. I don't know if you heard that yesterday or just hearing that today from the governor. What's your take? Do you believe that he is, in fact, skeptical? And, you know, maybe for those of us that don't want this, maybe there's a chance.
He probably is skeptical. I think he's been a pretty open book so far dealing with him myself. He's been kind of upfront and honest. But my take on it, just from listening to that, is probably something that he doesn't want to see on his desk.
He would rather
not have to sign anything in regards to that.
Yeah, I mean, would that be kind of a legacy thing? Kind of expand on why you think that.
Well, it's just a controversial thing. So, I mean, you know, a lot of us politicians like to avoid controversy and, you know, anything that could be that politically toxic and that risky, one way or the other. It's just something that he just doesn't want to see at his desk and doesn't want to have to sign. He would rather champion full-day kindergarten and not be known as the governor who signed into law, you know, heroin shooting galleries.
Right. You guys have a very limited amount of time to deal with state issues. Obviously, 120 days, you can do a lot, or in some cases in past years, as we've seen, you know, there's gridlock and that kind of thing. But with this issue, not coming to him, and he kind of scolded me in the Jared Polis way, and that's fine. I've known him a long time. I didn't take it personally. But, you know, you keep putting the cart before the horse. But at the same time, are you hearing anything about how close this is? Will it be, you know, kind of coinciding with another big deal as they try? I just don't know how you kind of slip this under the door, so to speak.
You know, the only way they could do it is by introducing a late bill and then probably do that, you know, like I've been saying overall, like they'll wait for something big to be going on in one chamber. Like, so maybe it's the budget. And this year the budget starts in the Senate. So I could see if, like, the budget's starting in the Senate, and that's a big controversy, and everyone's discussing the budget and all the media. And meanwhile, in the House, they slip this over in the House and pass it on through. And then while we get the budget in the House and make a big deal out of that, the Senate passes this and then it lands on the governor's desk. So I could see him using like that kind of tactic. There are some bills out there that, I mean, I guess if you were really to do it's a pretty big stretch, but I guess they could try to amend this in there, but I don't see them doing that. You know, Colorado's different from nationally, for your listeners who don't know. We have a single subject rule in Colorado. And all bills that are introduced have to fit within under the scope of that title. Now that's up to interpretation, right? So
right,
there is some leeway there, but typically they don't. You know, giving credit to my Democrat colleagues, typically they try to stick to that. So it'd be a pretty big stretch. Like I think House Bill 1009 kind of deals with some substance abuse issues, but if they were to amend this in there, and with the amount of publicity this has, and what your station's been doing, what you've been doing, shining light on this, I think it would just make them look even more worse if they tried to slip this in and you know, a different separate bill to try to skip a committee hearing. It would just make them look really bad. So I don't see them doing that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Patrick Neville is the House Minority Leader. He joins us here on 710 KNUS. So basically right now you're not hearing any gossip through the hallways or whatever as to, you know, hey, maybe this is going to come up next week or anything like that.
No, we're not hearing it. In fact, we're kind of hearing what Jared Polis said. That's kind of the talking points we're hearing from all my Democrat colleagues, that there is no bill yet. That's what we hear. But again, none of them are willing to commit to how they would vote on such an issue. You know, I think it's really clear for me. I'm an absolute no. And I think all the House caucus, I'm not aware of any Republican in the House caucus that would support such a proposal.
That's good to hear, my man. As we continue, I want to ask you, this is not absolutely not self-serving or anything like that, but I am interested. And if the answer is no, absolutely, the answer is no, and nobody was listening. But I don't know if from yesterday in our interview, you know, he talked a lot more. And granted, I did ask him questions about half of the interview time that I had. We talked about supervised injection sites. But again, his quote, "I'm skeptical of the overall concept." Did that get through to other lawmakers at the Capitol, even, you know, as recently as today after he told us?
Oh, probably. I'm sure it did. You know, and it's a good talking point too, because it's kind of, it gives them a way out, but doesn't necessarily commit one way or the other either.
Right.
So, it's kind of sit and wait. Let's see where this issue goes. And I think right now they're just hoping that, you know, it's mainly been your station that's been pumping this up over and over and really talking about it a lot. They're probably hoping that this issue dies down and maybe they can push it later on in the session. But my guess is that's not going to happen. You guys have been pretty steadfast on this.
Well, we owe it all to our great listeners that have been the ones sending emails and making phone calls. I want to ask you while I have you on, Patrick, about are you cool to talk about House Bill 1032?
You bet.
The Comprehensive Human Sexuality Education Bill. I know for some people they're just hearing about what's 1032, and this is obviously something that is very controversial. Can you put it into, you know, layman's terms what this bill is? It was introduced by Lontine in the House and Todd and Corum in the Senate. No shocker. I know this is editorial, but no shocker. The three of them are Democrats. This basically is saying, well, what is it basically saying? I want to put it to you.
Yeah, just a quick correction there. Senator Corum's actually a Republican who's on this bill.
My bad. I'm surprised at that with the way this bill reads, I'll tell you.
I am too, and sometimes he has his own motivations, or he might be trying to influence the process. I don't know what his motivations are. But essentially what the bill does is introduces a new sex education program, prevents any sort of religious or abstinence training from occurring. And it can occur from, I think right now the standards are from third grade on up. This will make it to kindergarten on up. But what essentially this does for your listeners is they're following the California model. This is basically a handout to Planned Parenthood to come in and teach your kids about sex education. When I say sex education, I'm not talking like I learned when I was a kid.
The birds
about
and the bees.
Here's how.
Yeah.
Right. About here's how babies made. It's teaching things beyond that. I don't want to get too into details because there might be kids listening, but it starts at a very young age. It's really concerning. And the fact of the matter is too is the program then becomes an opt out. So there's no requirement to make sure that parents have the ability to opt into this. They may not even know that this is occurring in schools.
That's unbelievable.
And then next thing you know, Planned Parenthood's teaching their kids in schools about all these different, you know, things. And, they would have to opt out themselves. They can't opt in.
That's just absolutely crazy. Again, we're talking with Patrick Neville, kind enough to join us here in this first segment of the 6 o'clock hour. He is House Minority Leader. Patrick was kind, just in case you have kids listening, but I'm going to read for you. So, Patrick, this is on me, not you. This is page 6 of the bill that I have in front of me. I'm just going to read subsection F, as in Frank. It is important for youth to learn about sex and sexuality in the context of healthy relationships. Comprehensive human sexuality education teaches youth about consent, sexual assault, sexual harassment, and the hallmarks of safe and healthy relationships. It also teaches youth about the different relationship models they and their peers may engage in, including lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender peers, and how to be a safe and healthy partner in a relationship. Now, I found it hard enough to talk about the birds and the bees with my two sons, and we did not get into lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. And if some parents out there, Patrick, may say, shame on you. That's the world we live in today. But it was hard enough. Like I said, I'm just being honest. You know, it's like when they would ask me questions when they were younger, I'd say, we'll talk about that later. Want an ice cream? You know, I mean, I just wanted to avoid it. So based on what I just read, this goes almost exactly to you're putting it as Planned Parenthood, and you may not even know to opt out.
That's correct. It basically teaches, instead of birds and bees, pleasure aspects, I guess you could put it, for lack of a better term. And then it goes on to state, that things like gender norms should not be taught. So I guess that's it. having gender norms is now a bad thing that should not be taught.
So where is this, could this thing get through?
Oh, yeah, it definitely has a chance of getting through. The first step is an open committee hearing tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I was going to say that's tomorrow. Yeah,
1:30. So we need some input there. There's obviously going to be a huge group in support of the bill that's going to be there. You know, it's One Colorado and Planned Parenthood. I'm hearing they're going to be holding rallies prior prior to this bill being heard. They're obviously in favor of it, but we need some folks to get out there and support us in trying to defeat this.
Yeah, this is tomorrow, January 30th, 1:30 p.m., and I don't know what this means. I'm not an insider. HCR0107, is that a room number?
Correct. Yep, it's a room number. And if it gets big enough, they'll probably move it. So basically, that's the basement of the Capitol. And then if it gets big enough, they might move it the last minute to the second floor of the Capitol.
All right. Great to have you on. Welcome to the 4 to 7 time slot. And I greatly appreciate you going on two different directions. I know one is big enough, but I couldn't have you on without talking about 1032 because I think it's absolutely potentially disastrous. I don't know. And then we haven't even gotten into who's actually teaching this. I mean, I don't know about you, but it was my PE teacher that did our school thing. You know, here's the gym coach, and then he's telling you about this and push and play on a film projector. I know I'm dating myself, but great to have you.
Right.
Thank you, my man.
Yeah, it was great to be on. And hey, I've been listening to you for years before I joined the Army. So thanks for what you do for the vets. And it was a pleasure to be on with you.
Hey, man, we'll have you on the American Veteran Show. Thanks so much. And thank you for your service. Patrick Neville, good guy right there. And I know he's had this attached to him his entire life. But there are a lot of new people to Colorado since 1999. And Patrick, amazing young man. He's a survivor of Columbine. Just in case you didn't know. Greatly appreciate him, and look forward to our next visit. When we come back, I'm going to switch gears on you, at least a little diatribe. And this might surprise you. I appreciate the representative's kind words. I try to support our veterans and active duty any way, shape, or form that I can, both on the air and off the air. That said, I'm actually going to target some of my best friends in their age group. Did you hear about Prince Philip